Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 26th edition. We got a 14-gamer on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a good Thursday of action. Totally shit show of a slate, as we expected. So hopefully if this one is not as bad. We got some decent pitching to choose from. Weather looks to be a non-issue, and we still have a ton of offense. Looking at the totals on this slate, Braves, Phillies, 10. Dodgers, Nationals, 9. Rays, Blue Jays, 9.5. D-backs, Marlins, 7.5. Yankees, Red Sox are going to do it again, folks. 11.5. Pirates, Mets, 9. Cubs, Brewers, 9.5. Twins, White Sox, 10. Indians, Royals, 9.5. Astros, Cardinals, 9. Orioles, Angels, 9.5. Rangers, A's, 9. Tigers, Mariners, 9.5. Giants, Padres, 8.5. If you just want to do this the quick way, there's one total or two totals that are below 9 on the 14-game slate. That tells you a lot right there. It's going to be a doozy. Let's get into it. Let's get into the pitching on this slate. You got three guys over 9K or over 10K. You got six guys total from 9K and above. Hyunjin Ryu is your high-priced option. I'll be passing on that tonight. Great pitcher in Washington. He could throw up a gem, but I'll pass and save some cash. Lance Lynn at 10-8 at the Oakland Athletics is on my radar. He has gotten hit around by them twice this year, so maybe that's the kryptonite for Lance Lynn, but his last start at Houston, 7 innings, 4 earned, 12 Ks for 26.4 points. He has 5 or more Ks in at least 10 straight starts, 7 or more in 8 of those 10. He has 10 or more in 3 of his last 5. He has been an electric factory on the mound for the Texas Rangers this season. He's going to be facing an A's team that strikes out over 21% of the time in baseball. This is probably a GPP-only play because that A's offense is legit. They have a 4.6 team total. They have a 328 WOBA and a 203 ISO versus right-handed pitching. What happened last night versus Dorado was absolutely embarrassing. But Lance Lynn at $10,800, very much in play. Maybe more GPP than cash, but a solid look on tonight's slate. If you want to pivot, I think the popular play up here is going to be Zach Greinke at 10-5, and it's a great play. I have no problem going to Zach Greinke. 2.91 road ERA, averaging about 18 points per game on the road. Recent road starts 10 at St. Louis, but then 28 at the Giants, 25 at Washington, 28 at Toronto. Now he gets the Miami Marlins in hitter-friendly Miami, the lowest total on the entire slate. They strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. All that looks good for Greinke, and a 3.3 team total is the lowest on the slate. Lefties 267, righties 300 versus Greinke, and the Marlins a 292 WOBA and a 128 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Greinke is a phenomenal play on tonight's slate at $10,500. The last arm I'm looking at 9K and above is Michael Pineda, $9,000 at the Chicago White Sox. He's faced Chicago once this year, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks for 28 DraftKings points. He's been very good of late, 17, 14, 30, 28, a 7, and then an 18, and a 17, a hiccup, then a 7, another 18. So he's been very, very good. The strikeouts have been there. You know he's going to probably give up a home run or two. That's what he does. But he faces a White Sox team that strikes out 26% of the time versus righties. To go with Pineda's 22% K rate, if he can limit the home runs, he's going to be in business. White Sox have a 4.6 team total. Lefties 302, righties 355 off Pineda. Some interesting reverse splits in that one. But the White Sox at 310 WOBA and a 155 ISO is nothing crazy against right-handed pitching. So Pineda at 9K, pretty good GPP look in that matchup. So when breaking down the top guys, you got Greinke 1, Lynn 2, Pineda 3. All right, dropping down in the next tier, the 7s and the 8K ranges, you got the likes of Jeff Samardzija, $8,300 at the San Diego Padres. Usually we don't play Samardzija on the road unless it's at teams like the Padres. He's faced them twice this year, averaging over 18 points per start. Faced him a few starts back in San Diego, 8 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 6 Ks for 25.8 points. He had 14 in his last start, 30, 21, 26, and then 10 and 11. But his last four starts, 3 of his last 4, 21 or more, minimum of 14, $8,300 against the Padres, a team that, you know, can surprise you from time to time. But they also strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Big upside there for Jeff Samardzija. And you got a San Diego team with a 4.65 team total, lefties 335, righties 308, and a 311 wOBA versus right-handed pitching for right-handed for the San Diego Padres. So I don't mind Jeff Samardzija at 83 at all. I think he's a very intriguing play on this slate. Ryan Yarbrough is interesting if you want to get risky. He's $8,000. It was always nicer when he was cheaper because Diego Castillo or someone else is going to open for him. And then it comes to Yarbrough, who's been very, very good. He's faced Toronto twice this year, getting at least 12 points per start. But 22, 27, 7, then 20, 19, 11, 7, 31. He's got tremendous upside. It's just a matter of how far is he going to go. Like, he's gone 6 and back-to-back, 75 and 82 pitches. Prior to that, back-to-back 3. And then he had a 6, a 3, a 6, a 7, a 7. You got to assume he's going to go 5 or 6 unless things just go south in a hurry. $8,000 because you're 5 or 6. There's big upside with a guy like Yarbrough because Toronto strikes out 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So that's why it's a GPP play, because you don't know exactly how far he's going to go with the whole opener situation. But lefties are hitting 315, righties 301 off Yarbrough, and the Jays have a 307 wOBA and a 168 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Yarbrough at $8,000 in a GPP, very much in play. Lastly, Joey Lucchesi at $7,700 at home against the San Francisco Giants. He's averaging 14 points per outing against the Giants. He has a 2.83 home ERA, averaging almost 19 points per game at home. 13, 16, 26, 13, 25 are his recent home starts. And he gets to get a Giants team who has heated up. There's no hiding that at all. They've definitely got that going in the right direction. They strike out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Something to keep in mind on that one. But Lucchesi, almost a 23% K rate, 48% ground ball rate. The Giants have the second lowest team total on the slate at 3.86. Lefties 235, righties 322 versus Lucchesi. And even though the Giants have started heating up, still only a 297 wOBA and a 156 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So you got to give Lucchesi a look on this slate. So in this middle range, I got Lucchesi 1, Samardzija 2, Yarbrough, I got one more in this range. Zach Plesac, $7,300 at the Kansas City Royals. He faced them his last start out, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 6 Ks for 22 points. He's just GPP only because before that it was a mess. He's had really, really big games and then really, really destructive games. Kansas City strikes out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a team total of 4.6, lefties 340, righties 356, a 323 wOBA and a 169 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So please sack him, play at 73 if you want to play the ownership game and maybe he's low-owned. He's definitely worth a look, just not a must for me today. So again, Lucchesi 1, Samardzija 2, please sack 3, Yarbrough 4. Yarbrough's 4 is just because the uncertainty that is the opener situation. Okay, two guys down below here. You got Asher Wojciechowski at 7,100. He's everyone's darling. He's all over Twitter. Spun a gem his last time out for 38 points against Boston. Pitched well against Washington the time before that for 16. Other than that, you know, it's been 12 and 12. So he's shown potential. Like my buddy Batflip Crazy and others have broken him down pretty extensively. And you can see the upside with him. Couple things, though. Angels don't strike out a ton, less than 20% K rate versus righties. Wojciechowski has a big strikeout rate, but also a big fly ball rate. So keep that in mind. Angels have a 5.65 team total. It's second highest on the slate. Lefties hitting 370, righties 255 off Wojciechowski. I just wanted to bring him up. I think he's going to be very popular tonight, so be careful. But 7,100 is worth a look. And then another guy that should be very popular, we'll see if he is Jose Urquidy. Coming off a 35-point performance against the Texas Rangers, 7 innings, 1 earned, 9 Ks. Previous two starts didn't go as planned, but what we saw this last time out is what we saw in the minors quite a bit. Big, big strikeout upside. So for $5,000, he's definitely in play tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. When you look at it a little closer, why is he not on my sheet here? That's confusing. He's got a big, big strikeout arm. You got the Cardinals, who are known to strike out a bit. They are heating up, so keep that in mind. But, yeah, here we go. They have a 4.45 team total. Lefty's 340, righty's 315 in a small sample. But when you look at St. Louis, a 302 wOBA and only a 146 ISO, striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, really puts Urquidy in play as a very interesting play, as he's striking out over 30% of the batters he faces and a 46% ground ball rate. At only $5,000, I'm really not sure what DraftKings was thinking on this one. I get it, he can get blown up, but you could have easily priced him up a lot higher than that, and it's going to be hard not to pay him to get a bunch of bats tonight. So I got Urquidy 1, Wojciechowski 2 down below. Recapping the pitching, Greinke, Lynn, Pineda up top. In the middle, Lucchesi, Samardzija, Plesac, Yarbrough. Down below, Urquidy and Wojciechowski. Fun 14-game slate. If I had to pick and choose, I'd be with Greinke or save the Pineda. I'd be on Samardzija and Lucchesi in the middle, and Urquidy down below. Get all the bats in the world. Before we talk about the bats, you got NFL cranking up. The Hall of Fame game is less than a week away, and the QuantEdge.com has you covered in the NFL DFS world this year. They crushed it last year, and they're going to be bigger and better than ever. A new site's coming out very shortly with an awesome, awesome app, super user-friendly app. Will be on iOS shortly as well. They have tons of new tools that are going to be badass. They picked up the Power Hour DFS guys with Proctor and Hodge. Tons of awesome stuff coming over there. You can get the NFL season package for $149.99. And when you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of the MLB season package free. I cover the batter breakdown 6 days a week over there. There's a lot of great coverage. And what all those packages get you is the member Discord, which is priceless. It's absolutely amazing. So I highly recommend it. If you want to take NFL DFS seriously this year, you go to thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you the rest of MLB free when you buy the NFL season pass for $149.99. All right, the bats on the slate. Catcher's position, you could go to Mitch Garber at 54 if you want to run that streak against Dylan Cease. Don't hate it. It's a stupid price. I hate paying that for catchers. But if you want to go there, I totally get it. Otherwise, you can save some cash. You go to a guy like Yasmani Grandal at 43 versus Hendricks. You can get to Hendricks with lefties. Still not a great play. Christian Vasquez at 41. It's a decent night last night. As James Paxton tonight would be a guy I'd think about. Chance Cisco at 41 as well. Griffin Canning has really struggled of late. Cisco has as well. So it's kind of pick your poison. But for 4,100, there's upside. Jason Castro at 39 versus Dylan Cease is very intriguing as well. So far in the small sample, lefties are at 341, righties 311 versus Dylan Cease. The Twins at the fourth highest total at 5.4 on tonight's slate. So Castro at 39 is in play this evening. Going down a little farther, you could go to Matt Wieters versus Urquidy at 38 if you want to get weird, because Urquidy should be pretty popular, I'd imagine. You never know. But Brian McCann at 37, he's hitting right-handed pitching so well this year. Jake Arrieta, super pitch to contact, as we know. Lefties are hitting 402 on the year on Arrieta. 402. Righties 289, but lefties are hitting 402 off of Jake Arrieta. So Brian McCann at 37, really good value at the catcher's position. A couple others. There's going to be a lot on a 14-game slate, but Jorge Alfaro, probably not tonight. Not Pedro Severino, because Cisco should be starting. Francisco Mejia at 32 could be a cheaper option versus Samardzija if you need to. Not a huge fan of it, but it's an option down there. So far, it's like Castro, it's McMahon up in that 3K range. You can definitely look at Danny Jansen. He was on that hot streak, cooled down a bit. He's going to have Castillo and then the lefty Yarbrough. Danny Jansen at 29 has some definite appeal in his matchup. Martin Maldonado at 28 versus Gio Gonzalez. Good value in that one as well. If Beef Wellington cracks the White Sox lineup at 27 versus Pineda, that's got some upside in a GPP only because he's got that home run, but also 4K ability there. Yan Gomes versus Ryu, GPP only, strict GPP at 26. Just Gomes does hit lefties okay. But John Hicks, I like him a lot. He went deep last night off LeBlanc. John Hicks at 2,400 is a great punt on this slate. If you just want to say screw it, facing Kikuchi, Hicks at 24, very good option for you as well. First base, you got E5 versus Cashner at 55. That's a great play if you're paying up at top. Really good look there. You got Freddie Freeman. We just talked about lefties versus Arrieta at $5,200. That's a stone cold looking good play there. sliding on down though. Luke Voigt in a GPP at 48. Jock Jams at 47. Not bad back in Washington against Anibal Sanchez. When you look at the Doyers, team total just below five. Lefties 331. Righties 304 versus Anibal Sanchez. So Jock Jams in a GPP, sure, go for it. Or you can just ride the red hot, or should I say gold hot bat of Paul Goldschmidt. 19, 23, 16, 22 in his last four. He's homered in four straight games, all in Pittsburgh. He teabagged the Pittsburgh Pirates this week. That's the best way I can say it. He just absolutely owned them. Goes back home to St. Louis against Urquidy. Good kid. He's not going to homer in every game, so maybe this is the night off. Who knows? But 4,500, definite upside in that matchup. Going down a little farther, Dom Smith in a GPP at 43. I could see the appeal there. Reese Hoskins, probably not. Renato Nunez, I prefer him versus lefties than righties, but at 42, he's got upside. But the upside play is Jose Abreu at 41. We talked about Pineda's been doing well, but at the same time, lefties 302, righties 355. We mentioned those reverse splits earlier for Pineda. And we know as good as he's been, he'll still give up a home run or two. So Jose Abreu at 41 is a very contrarian, very good play if you want to save some cash at the first base position tonight against Michael Pineda. Big fan of that at that price point. A few others to take a look at with Woga Spocky or whatever his name is for Toronto pitching. Nate Lowe's kind of slowed down a bit, but at 4K, really good spot there for the Rays. The Rays, team total just above 5. Lefties 234, righties 442, some reverse splits with super small sample. Nate Lowe's been quiet of late. This could be a good game to get him back on track at 4,000. I'd still rather have Abreu at 41, but Lowe at 4K has a little bit of appeal to it as well. Matt Olson in your GPP is at 4K. You can look there if you choose. Below 4K now, there's nothing really standing out. Chesler Cuthbert's 37 if you need to get weird because he's always got that upside. Eric Hosmer's quieted down a bit. He's 37 in like maybe a cash game play versus Samardzija. Not a great play. If A.J. Reed cracks the White Sox lineup and he's hitting in the middle for 3,400, that's a punty value GPP versus Pineda because Reed can run into one as well. So those are the kind of values I look at first base tonight. Second base, you got DJ LeMahieu in cash at all times. Ketel Marte, wish it was in Arizona. Miami takes a little bit of the thunder away, but still 5,300 versus Alcantara's got appeal. Keston here is hitting everything, so I'm not going to judge you there. But I don't think I'll be paying up at second base. I think if I'm starting out, if I pay up anywhere, it'll be Danny Santana at 5K versus Megden. Santana's been outstanding. Save a few dollars from the top tier guys. He got you 34 points last night in Oakland, 3-for-5. Double homer, 6 ribeyes, 2 runs scored. He had 11 points the night before. Couple quiet games and a 16 and a 30. He's having a hell of a season. Every time you think he's going to slow down, he picks it right back up. He's like Chumbawamba. He gets knocked down and he gets up again. So get yourself some Danny Santana at 5K in his matchup. A couple others. Lourdes Gurriel's cooled down a little bit. He's 49 in a GPP. I could still go back there. Hitter-friendly Toronto. Lefty Yarborough on the bump. You could look at Gurriel, who's hit lefties really, really well throughout the season. Mike Moustakas at only 45. Jose Altuve at 45. Both have some appeal. If you're stacking St. Louis versus Urquidy, which could be a super leverage play, like could be really good. Like we'll see the ownership later in the QuantEdge member Discord. Maddie usually throws it in there about 3:30 whenever it's kind of finalized. But Tommy Edman's been doing a pretty good job leading off. More cash game than GPP, unless you're stacking. If you're stacking, you can throw him in there. But he doesn't have a lot of that power upside. He's going to have the multi-hit game for you. He's going to have to score a couple times. Unlike guys that can, like A.J. Reed at 34, who could pop one over the fence for like a three-run jack and get you 18 points, Edmonds not going to do that very often. He has, but not very often. Ozzie Albies at only 42 has got a big-time upside versus Arrieta. Talk about that 402 lefty batting average versus Arrieta. Rougned Odor at 42 versus Megden. Again, on a big slate like this, I've talked about it a lot, but I get a lot of lineup questions and whatnot. If you want to still get good pitching, you can get a lot of good players in the low fours and high threes if you're not too into stacking, if you're more into the home run derby type lineups, or one thing I've been doing lately, a lot of 2-3-man stacks because there's been so much offense, trying to get a little bit of all of it. Everyone's got their different way to build. Everyone's got success with it. But you can get a lot of guys like an Ozzie Albies or Rougned Odor They both have power upside. You don't have to stack the Braves or the Rangers, because I just mentioned Danny Santana's 5K. That might hurt your pitchers. Freddie Freeman's 52. That's going to make things tricky. But if you just go position by position and start adding up guys in the low fours and high threes, you can get a pretty solid lineup. Another great way to build cash lineups is to get that stability like that as well. All right, a little farther down, Jonathan Scope, GPP at 4K, sure, but Robbie Cano at only 39. I know people are going to be chasing that big, like, three-homer game a couple games back, 2 games ago. He's gotten 7-2 since then. But going up against Agrizal at Pittsburgh, not a bad look for Robbie Cano at 3,900, especially when they keep hitting him in the middle of that lineup. You can't, like, completely ignore that. And you got a Mets team with a 5.1 team total. Lefties 273, righties 346, and a small sample versus Agrizal. But Robbie Cano at 39 does have some value to it in that one, another cash type price tag that you could take advantage of. Mike Brosow of Tampa Bay at 37 is another good value. Second base, third base versus Wagasbach. Definitely someone you can take a peek at there. Ian Happ's back with the Cubs. If he's in the lineup at 37 versus Gio Gonzalez, that's definitely something you can take advantage of. I'm 99, yep. Ian Happ is a switch hitter. That's what I thought. I just wanted to double check, because it's been all season since I've seen him. It was last year was the last time we could actually talk about him in a game. But the Cubs have a 4.75 team total. Lefties 314, righties 336 versus Gio. If Happ cracks that lineup at 37, there's upside. GPP only, though, because he can strike out all four at-bats as well. Hanser Alberto at 35 is a value, as always. Adam Frazier has been quiet, but he's 34. Rengifo at 34. Kipnis at only 33 versus Junis. I know he's slumping, but he's still averaging 7 points over his last 10. 17, 3, 0, 16. He's got tremendous upside, and his price tag just keeps falling. So at $3,300, Kipnis is a very good value if you need him. Third base, Rafael Devers. I know it's lefty-lefty versus Paxton, but Paxton will be out. You'll have the Yankees bullpen. Rafael Devers is just a monster. That's just what he does. He's not like a lock play tonight or anything, but he's a monster. Eduardo Escobar, really good play. Miguel Sano at 48, or I don't mind. He went deep again yesterday. Really, really swinging a good stick there. Anthony Rendon at a GPP has got some appeal versus Ryu. Rendon crushes lefties. Could be a sneaky good play. You got Moustakas at 45. If you're not using Pineda, though, I mentioned Mankata yesterday, and he went deep. He's just a great GPP at his price point because he's got so much power. The way Pineda gives up home runs, there is appeal to Yoan Mankata at 4,400. He's homered in 2 of his last 4 games. There's definitely appeal there with Mankata at 44 and a GPP. Same with Hunter Dozier, who went deep yesterday at 44 versus Plesac. A couple guys you can definitely take a peek at there. When you go down a little farther, though, you can go Machado at 44 versus Samardzija. So definitely some upside in this, like, 4,400 and below range at third base if you need to save a few ducats. Like Jose Ramirez, the dude keeps getting the Cleveland Indians are cheap. This is not going to be good for stacking because they're going to be popular. He put up 28 more points last night. He went 3-for-6 with 2 doubles and a home run and a walk, a ribby, 2 runs scored. He has 28, 13, 2, 17, 19. So 13 or more in 4 of his last 5, 13 or more in like 6 of his last 10. He's only $4,200 for Jacob Junis tonight, who he's been getting ground balls lately, but as a whole, not good. The Indians have a 4.9 team total. Lefty's 338, righty's 343. These price tags, like Kipnis at 33, Jose Ramirez at 42, again, another $4,200 guy to build lineups around. Jose Ramirez is a great play at that price point tonight against Jacob Junis. Matt Chapman at only 41 has a little bit of upside, but I'd find my way to Ramirez at 42. I'd eat the chalk on that one. That's a great price for a great matchup with Jose Ramirez. Marwin Gonzalez, only 37 versus Dylan Cease, definitely good there. Brosow again for Tampa Bay at 37 has some definite upside in his matchup. Other than that, probably not too much at the third base. Hansel Alberto, Asdrubal Cabrera, Matt Duffy at 34, Jaime Candelario, Colin Moran at 34. There's plays down here. They're more if you're stacking, though. If you're stacking, sprinkle those values in there. I wouldn't so much one-off at third base with those values. You one-off at like second base with the Jason Kipnis at 33. You don't do it at third base right now. Shortstop, Fernando Tatis Jr. at 53. Not bad at all versus Shark. Just pricey. I'd rather go Javi Baez at 52 versus Gio. That's where I'd be going at that price point. Or Didi Gregorius at 51 versus Andrew Cashner. Both Baez, Gregorius, and the double dong Bogarts at 5K. So four guys above 5K. If I got to rank them out, I'm going Baez, Didi, Bogarts. That's where I'd be looking up top with Fernando Tatis coming in fourth. When you drop below the 5K, though, you got triple dong to dong, 4,800 versus Urquidy. It's a little pricey for me tonight. If you want to go there, if you're stacking St. Louis for the leverage opportunities, it might not happen, but I'm pretty sure Urquidy is going to be quite popular this evening. So if you want to go De Jong at 48, you could. You got Lindor at 47. He's the only guy that stays priced up for the Indians. Everyone else gets the disrespect. That's cool. But like Jorge Polanco at 45, I have no problem saving from all the guys up top and going to Polanco for Still and Cease. Polanco's been getting it going again, averaging 9 over his last 10, 9, 0, 28, 21, 11 over his last 5. So he's definitely heating up again. 4,500 versus Still and Cease is a great looking play there. Machado at 44 has got some appeal, like we talked about at third base. Corey Seager's been getting it going of late. He's 41 versus Sanchez. 7, 10, 3, 15 over his last 4. Good matchup there as lefties can get to Sanchez for sure. Something we've known for a long, long time. Marcus Semien, GPP only at 39. Johnny VR, big home run in the 16th last night. He's $3,800 if you want to get a little bit of value there. Freddie Galvis only 37 as well. Anderson Simmons is down to $3,600. That one surprises me quite a bit. 11 points last night. You can look at him for some value. Or Tim Beckham with the lefty Daniel Norris on the mound. We know Beckham loves lefties. He went deep last night. He has 10 or more DraftKings points in 3 of his last 5 or in 4 of his last 6. He's been sneakily playing okay. He's $3,600. He spanks left-handed pitching. Seattle's got a team total of 5. Lefties 353. Righties 342 off Daniel Norris. So Beckham at 36 is a very good value if you need to save some cash at the middle infield position. Also, Ryan Goings at 32, but that's if you're really, really desperate. Outfield, yeah, 14-game slate, lots of options. Like Yelich, sure. Trout, yes. Bellinger, sure. Judge just missed a grand slam last night. You can go right back to that. Well, Ketel Marte, Ronald Acuna has been a little quiet the last couple games. Could be a big bounce back at low ownership. Love some Aaron Hicks at 51. You got Betts. You got Jordan Alvarez. You got Danny Santana. So there's your 5K group. That's a ridiculous amount of people over 5K. If I got to pick and choose, Trout, Judge, Acuna, Hicks, Betts. That's kind of where I'd be landing in the 5K and above range. Make sure Jordan's even playing. No DH could cut some playing time this weekend for Mr. Alvarez. Dropping below 5K, though. If you want to get weird with Cleveland, you got Oscar Mercado at 49. But Michael Tauchman at 48 versus Cashner. Very good value there. Didn't do much last night, but huge series in Minnesota. 19, 16, 15, 18, 4, 20, 6, 14, 10. Swinging a good stick. Had an off night last night. Went 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. You can go back there at 48 versus Cashner tonight. Eddie Rosario at 48. Some upside versus Cease for sure. Don't hate that either. Some other guys to look at. You could look at Ohtani, Jock Jams, and GPPs. But Max Kepler went deep again last night. He's 4,600, 22, 0, 5, 16, 30 in his last 5, 16 or more in 3 of his last 5. Kepler at 46, very much worth a look. Cole Calhoun at 46 for some savings. But JD Martinez is down to $4,500 for James Paxton. Can definitely look at that. 12 points last night, 6, 11, 25, 0, 21. So 11 or more in 4 of his last 6 ball games. Maybe he's slowly getting it going. The Bo Sox have a 5.6 team total. Lefties 287, righties 309 versus Paxton. JD at 45 could be in for a big game and a nice price tag for you tonight. Austin Meadows at only 45 is not bad, averaging almost 9 points over his last 10. He'll basically go unowned tonight if you want to get really weird. Anthony Santander having a big week. He's 45 versus Griffin Canning. Don't hate that. Michael Conforto at 44 has got some upside to it as well. Going on down farther, you could go Kyle Schwarber versus Gio. It's lefty-lefty, but it's Gio Gonzalez. Doesn't scare me as much. Ramon Laureano at 43, GPP only, could be a play for you there. Jorge Soler at 42 has got some GPP upside. Bryce Harper's down to $4,200 versus Mike Soroka. Definitely someone I can take a peek at. Just price point alone at 42 with some upside for you in that matchup. Byron Buxton's back at 41, so don't sleep on him tonight. Tommy Pham at 41 versus Wagasbach is some value. So again, we're at that 4,200 below range. There's upside here, definite upside. Alex Gordon coming off 13 last night, 13, 0, 26 in his last 3. Gets Plesac tonight if you want to take a peek at that one. A few others, Juan Soto in a GPP, sure. But like Nick Castellanos for Kikuchi at 41, definitely appealing. In that matchup, Avisa Garcia at 4K versus Wagasbach. Don't hate that at all. at 4K and below now. Nick Markakis against Arrieta is very, very solid. Verdugo versus Anibal at 4K is not bad either. A few others to take a peek at. Yeah, guys like Nomar Mazzara and GPP at 39. I could go there. Justin Upton's only 39. He's not really doing a ton consistently. That's a good price tag, especially if you're stacking the Angels versus Wojciechowski, if you want to get weird on that one. Marwin Gonzalez at 37. Mentioned him before. Very solid. Victor Robles, 37 in a GPP. You can go there. So lots of options. Check your lineups. You'll see many, many pop up throughout the day. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, I got Greinke, Lynn, Pineda. In the middle, Lucchesi, Samardzija, Plesac, Yarbrough. Down below, Urquidy and Wojciechowski. Let's look at the stacks on this slate. There are tons of them to look at. Obviously, the Yankees versus Cashner is a great play. No hiding that at all. The Angels are in play, but you've got the Yankees, the Red Sox. That's where the focus will be. Then you got Minnesota versus Cease. Very sneaky there. Atlanta versus Arrieta. Got some upside for you there. I think Tampa Bay gets way overlooked versus Wagasbach. That could be a fun one. Seattle versus Daniel Norris. Cleveland versus Jacob Junis. Got some value there. A few others. The Cubs versus Gio. Very nice. The White Sox versus Pineda is interesting, but the Kansas City versus Plesac, Detroit versus Kikuchi, it's a 14-game slate. Lots and lots of options. We'll have to see how lineups come out, see how we build. Yankees, Red Sox will be the way to look for sure, but we'll be able to mix and match. We'll look at ownerships and find some nice stacks when we see lineups. Like Minnesota could be very interesting. Stay hot with them versus Dylan Cease. And then Tampa Bay stands out as an option. Same with Seattle, who's swinging some hot sticks. Cleveland's let a lot of people down lately. Chicago Cubs could be very nice as well. Let's BVP it and wrap this bad boy up. Jock Jams 3-for-8 with a double and two homers off Anibal Sanchez. Matt Joyce 7-for-21, two doubles and a homer. Enciarte 5-for-15, Freeman 5-for-17 off Arrieta. Hey, shocker, those are lefties. Gleyber Torres 6-for-13 with a double and two homers off Cashner. Voit, Didi, Judge have all homered off of Cashner as well. Neil Walker 8-for-30 with four home runs off Greinke. Starling Castro 9-for-28, four doubles and a homer. Yeah, not going to worry too much about that. Christian Yelich 6-for-22 with a homer off Hendricks. Nothing crazy really. Ryan Goins 5-for-11, three doubles off Pineda. Francisco Lindor, 12-for-25, three doubles, three homers off Junis. It's a 480 average. Bowers is taking him deep. Carlos Santana, 6-for-13 with a double. Naquin, 4-for-12 with a homer. He'll be a nice cheap outfield option for you as well. Manny Machado, 5-for-13 with a double and two homers off Samardzija. That's intriguing. And that'll do it for today's edition of Quick Hits. Fun one, 14-game slate to crack-a-lack it on tonight. Should be fun heading into the weekend. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Go check out fantasysportsdegens.com. Got a bench with Bubba. Got three this week. 191, Bat Flip and the Bubba, or Bubba and the Bat Flip episode one dropped. Lots of good stuff there. Check out 192 with myself and Matt Bowie from Razzball.com, previewing the AFC and NFC North for the fantasy football season. And then 193 with Jorge Montanez of the Bases Loaded podcast and Fantrax HQ, talking some Week 17 fantasy baseball action. Got tons of other stuff coming up this weekend. The NASCAR boys will be cracking, especially in the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. Check all that out. Check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you the rest of MLB free when you buy the NFL pass for $149.99. Give a rating and review on iTunes. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Stay cool on the West Coast. Enjoy your weather elsewhere. Crack a few. Have a good one. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 26th edition. I'm out.
Better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.